With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll sample some fantastic tracks from a number of recent CD releases. It'll be a potpourri of delightful music by composers old and new, including works by William Byrd, Eleanor Daly, Anthony Newman, and even Gustav Mahler. We'll begin with organ music by 20th century icon Paul Hindemith. As a leader of neoclassic composition, he turned to musical forms of the past, but infused them with his own harmonic language. From a recording that celebrates the renovation of a landmark Flintrop organ at Salem College, we'll hear Timothy Olson perform the first movement of Hindemith's Second Sonata for Organ, dating from 1937.
Thank you.
Timothy Olson played the first movement from the Second Organ Sonata by Paul Hindemith. The instrument was a 1965 Flentrop organ at Salem College in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, renovated in 2013. A new recording by the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston features music old and new and performed in the unique space of the Chapel of St. Basil, designed by Philip Johnson. From that disc, we'll first hear Salve Feste Dies, Introit for a Feast Day, by Larry King. Brady Knapp conducts. Salve Feste Dies, Introit for a Feast Day by Larry King was performed by the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Brady Knapp directed. Coming up, we'll hear music by William Byrd, who was called in his own time England's Phoenix. Perhaps it was something of a play on his name, as well as his uniqueness in English musical society of the period. From a recent release by the title of England's Phoenix, William Byrd, we'll hear Choir Cleveland perform his brief motet, Sing Joyfully. Ross W. Duffin directs.
Thank you.
Ross Duffin led Choir Cleveland in Sing Joyfully by William Byrd. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. More music from the golden age of English church music is next, as we hear the choir of Yorkminster perform music of William Mundy, slightly older than William Byrd, having lived from 1529 to 1591. From his evening service, In Medio Cori, we'll hear his settings of the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis. Robert Sharp leads the choir of Yorkminster.
Thank you.
The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis from the Evening Service by Renaissance composer William Mundy was sung by the Choir of York Minster under the direction of Robert Sharp. It comes from a recent release on the Regent label. We return to the University of St. Thomas in Houston for our next selection. This is a setting of a text from Revelation by Canadian composer Eleanor Daly. The university singers perform "And God Shall Wipe Away All Tears," directed by Brady Knapp. From the Chapel of St. Basil at the University of St. Thomas, we heard "And God Shall Wipe Away All Tears" by Eleanor Daly. Brady Knapp led the university singers on this new release from Gothic. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Anthony Newman has been active on the American music scene for over 50 years, most frequently as an organist or harpsichordist. He also has been quite a prolific composer, and we'll hear one of his compositions next. A toccata and fuga symphonica on B-A-C-H, based on the musical spelling of Bach's name. In German nomenclature, B is actually the note B-flat, A and C are what we expect, and H is B-natural. A distinctive melody that has been explored by many composers over the past several centuries. This piece was written for Stephen Tharp, whom we'll hear perform it in recital at St. James Church on Madison Avenue in New York. Thank you. Toccata and Fuga Sinfonica on BACH by Anthony Newman from a new release on the ACES label. Stephen Tharp performed on the Schoenstein organ at St. James Church in New York. In the tumultuous religious atmosphere in England during the time of William Byrd, it was quite risky to write music for the Mass in Latin. But that he did, contributing several Masses, one Mass each for 3, 4, and 5 voices. From the Mass for 5 voices, we'll hear the Kyrie and Gloria from a recent release by Choir Cleveland. Ross Duffin directs.
Thank you.
Ross Duffin led Choir Cleveland in the Kyrie and Gloria from William Byrd's Mass for Five Voices. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Over the past 8 to 10 years, organist David Briggs has been making something of a mission to transcribe a number of the massive symphonies of Gustav Mahler for the organ. And indeed, these works translate amazingly well to the organ, especially in the hands and imagination of Mr. Briggs. His most recent undertaking has been among the most monumental, transcribing and performing Mahler's Symphony No. 8, the Symphony of a Thousand. A fantastic performance of it at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine has recently been released on the Pro Organo label, and we'll listen to the opening section of it, in which the chorus sings the first part of the hymn, Veni Creator Spiritus. Organist David Briggs is joined by soloists and choruses from the Oratorio Society of New York, the Manhattan School of Music, and the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. All are conducted by Kent Tridle. Truly a sonic spectacular.
Thank you.
David Briggs and choruses from the Oratorio Society of New York, the Manhattan School of Music, and the Cathedral of St. John the Divine performed the opening section of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 8, The Symphony of a Thousand. Kent Treidel directed. Another interesting new release from Pro Organo presents the organ duo of Ken Cowan and Bradley Welch performing music composed for or arranged for organ duet. We'll hear them play Ken Cowan's transcription of the Toccata from Josef Jongen's exciting symphony concertante. They play the Cassavant organ at Broadway Baptist Church in Fort Worth.
Thank you.
The Toccata from Symphonie Concertante by Joseph Jungen was performed by organists Ken Cowan and Bradley Welch on the organ of Broadway Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music from a variety of new CD releases of choral and organ music. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be interesting and inspiring. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.